Have you ever felt like a fish out of water? Maybe you've been in hot water recently or in deep water with your boss. Do you feel like your relationship with the boss is like oil and water? Or is that more like water off a duck's back? Let's discuss.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John. And thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 699. Water idioms. You know, the English language comes from England. And since England is an island, as you can probably imagine, a lot of the phrases and expressions we have in English come from the sea. Today, let's have a look at six idioms that use the word water and have a connection to the sea and water. By the end of this podcast English lesson, you'll learn these six idioms and also how they came to be. Let's get the ball rolling. First of all, you can be like a fish out of water. Imagine how a fish would feel if it was taken out of the water and put on the land. It would probably feel very uncomfortable and certainly out of place. With that image in mind, if you feel like a fish out of water, it means you are feeling uncomfortable because you are in a new or unusual situation. By the way, you can feel like a fish out of water, or you can be like a fish out of water. Here are some examples. Jennifer felt like a fish out of water at the technology conference because she's not very tech savvy. After growing up in a small town, Mark felt like a fish out of water when he moved to New York City. Susan was like a fish out of water at the concert. It seems she prefers quiet evenings at home. The next one is like water off a duck's back. Ducks have waterproof feathers, so the water just slides off their back. We use that image in the idiom, like water off a duck's back, to mean that criticism or negative comments don't affect somebody. If you are not bothered by negative comments or criticism, you can say that those comments are just like water off a duck's back. Here are some other examples. John gets a lot of negative comments on his YouTube channel, but for him, those comments are like water off a duck's back. As an auditor, Sarah has heard so much negativity in her career that it's like water off a duck's back to her now. The next one is like oil and water. Like oil and water. You know, if you put oil and water together, they naturally separate. We use this image of oil and water to describe two things or people that just don't mix well or don't get along well together. For example, mixing business and personal relationships is just like oil and water. That's why you should never try to date your coworkers. Tom and Lisa's personalities are like oil and water. I can't believe they are still dating. These days, the relationship between politicians is like oil and water. The next one is to be in hot water. This idiom always reminds me of a Bugs Bunny cartoon that I saw when I was a child. In one episode, Bugs Bunny was captured in the jungle by natives, and they put him in a big pot and started cooking him. He was in hot water. You can imagine with that image that he was in a lot of trouble or facing a difficult situation. And that's exactly what this idiom means. When you are in hot water, you are in a lot of trouble or you're facing a difficult situation. For example, When Jerry accidentally scratched his neighbor's car, he knew that he was in hot water and immediately offered to pay for the repairs. After missing several deadlines at work, Teddy found himself in hot water with the boss. Mark borrowed money from his friend and hasn't paid it back yet, so he's definitely in hot water now. In a similar way, you can be in deep water. Imagine if you were in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the extremely deep ocean. Even if you're a good swimmer, that would be a very challenging or difficult situation. As an idiom, to be in deep water means to be in a very challenging or very difficult situation that might even be more than your abilities can handle. Here are some examples. After accepting the promotion to director, Emily realized she was in deep water with her new responsibilities. Tom found himself in deep water when the boss asked him to complete a complex project with a tight deadline. Tommy came home drunk last night and now he's in deep water with his wife. Finally, another way to talk about being in unfamiliar or even uncomfortable situations is to be in uncharted waters. In the sailing world, maps that are used on the sea are called charts. If there is an area of the ocean where nobody has been before, we can say that the area is uncharted. It's uncharted waters. And as an idiom, when you are in uncharted waters, it means you are in a situation that is unfamiliar to you and you've never dealt with that before. Here are some examples. Starting a new business in a foreign country was like being in uncharted waters for Steve. When they began renovating their historic house, Dan and Amanda were in uncharted waters. It's their first time to do that kind of work. When Jim moved from his office job to owning a cafe, he found himself in uncharted waters. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this or any English point is to take the word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. Well, that's all the time and water we have for today's English lesson. By the way, if you'd like to get more practice using your English, you need to join my podcast Learners Study Group. There, you can make new international friends, join me for live group coaching every week, plus get the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 699. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.